Well, Jane Ace gave reporters from the news the story of the shooting of Arthur Lorenz by Betty Lamar. Neil Williams, who works on the Post and who was trying to shield Marge, was scooped and is about to lose his job. But Neil now has an idea that if the Aces, Marge, Lorenz, and Betty Lamar get together on a story that the shooting was accidental, his paper can print that story and he can save his job. Our scene now is a few hours later at the Aces' bungalow. We find Mr. Ace rehearsing Jane in the new version of the story. Listen.
Now, we'll go over the whole thing once more.
Again?
Yes, again.
But I know everything I have to say.
It won't hurt to try it again. When the police get here and start asking you questions, you're going to be letter perfect. Now, go on. What happened here the night of the shooting?
Well, it was all a joke.
No, that wasn't a joke. Not the shooting. The joke was that you told those reporters from the news that Betty Lamar deliberately shot Arthur Lorenz.
Yes, that's right.
Well, what happened here the night Betty Lamar shot Lorenz? Now, just imagine I'm a detective and that I've come here to ask you these questions and you just go on answering the way I've told you.
All right. Well, we were all sitting around talking. Then all of a sudden I said, would you act the scene from your picture for us?
Who did you say this to?
Who? To Betty Lamar. Did you forget what you told me?
No, I didn't forget what I told. Look, I'm supposed to be the detective. I'm trying to think up all the questions he might ask you.
Oh, well, ask me again.
Who did you say that to?
To Betty Lamar. And she said, all right, and she started to act. And Mr. Lorenz started to help her. And the first thing we knew, she was getting very dramatic. And they came to the part where she was supposed to take a gun and try to kill herself. And he tried to take the gun away from her. And the first thing we knew, the gun went off without a word of warning.
What's that, without a word of warning?
I just put that in myself.
Well, don't say it.
But it sounds more accidental without a word of warning.
Without a word of warning. What did you expect the gun to do, drop you a postcard?
What?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, Mr. Lorenz was shot. It was just an accident.
But that wasn't the story you gave the news, Mrs. A.
Well, I just did that for Mrs. A.
Oh, will you please?
Well, the way you call me, Mrs. A.
I'm supposed to be a detective.
Yes, I know, but it just struck me funny the way you
all
said it.
All right, then. That was not the story you gave the news.
You can call me Mrs. A, dear.
Oh, thanks.
Well, go ahead.
Will you go ahead? We got to get this story down pat. Go ahead.
But I know everything I have to say.
But that was not the story you gave the news.
Oh, you're a detective again. All right. I just gave that to the reporters from the news as a joke.
A joke? What's the idea?
Well, you see, Neil Williams, he's our friend. He works on the Post. And I thought it would be fun if the other paper got the wrong story.
You've got a mighty queer idea of fun.
Right.
All right. What kind of an answer is that?
Just all right.
Well, that's no answer, Jane.
Oh, you're calling me Jane now.
Well, I'm talking to you.
But before you called me Mrs. A.
I'm not a detective now. I'm me.
Oh, well, who am I?
Who am I? Oh, what's the use?
Yes, what's the use? You get so upset over nothing.
Over nothing?
You didn't say that before, that I have a queer idea of what fun is. I didn't know what to say to her.
Well, just don't say anything unless they ask you something.
Oh, well, why didn't you say that?
Well, I'm telling you now. Now, let me see. What else will they ask you? Oh, yes. How about Marge Hale and Mr. Lorenz?
How about them?
Have they been going out together?
Oh, no. Mr. Lorenz is a married man. Marge wouldn't go out with a married man.
Well, that's right. Let me see. What else would they ask you now?
I don't know. Don't look at me. I'm having all I can do to remember the answers. I can't think of any questions.
Well, don't answer anything except questions. You understand that? Now, and if they ask you something I haven't thought of, I'll answer for you. We've got to stick to this one story.
Oh, that must be somebody now.
Just a minute now, Jay. Let me go.
All right.
And remember, the whole thing was accidental. The story you gave the news was only
I know, dear. I've said it so many times, I believe it myself now.
Well, I hope so. Oh, Marge.
Well, good morning.
What are you doing here? I thought you were with Neil's brother.
Well, I was. He called and told me to come back here. He told me about this plan he's got to discredit the story the news ran.
Yes, I was just running over it with Jane.
Oh, hello, Jane.
Well, Marge, isn't it exciting?
It's too exciting for me. I don't like it.
You don't like it. How about us?
Yes, it is pretty tough to be dragged into a shooting scrape.
It was all an accident.
huh?
That's the story she's been rehearsing to tell the police.
Oh, yes. You've got it now, have you, James?
Oh, yes. We were all sitting around talking, and all of a sudden I said, would you act the scene from your picture for us?
What picture?
The Betty Lamar, and she
James,
said...
she asked you what picture, not who did you say it to.
Oh, well, don't make me up, Marge. Just any picture, and she did. Well, she came to the part where she got very dramatic, and she was supposed to take a gun and try to kill herself. And he tried to take the gun away from her. Mr. Lorenz, I mean. And the first thing we knew, the gun went off without a word. The gun just went off. And Mr. Lorenz was shot. It was just an accident.
But that wasn't the story you gave the news.
Oh, I just told those reporters that as a joke.
They're going to think you have a mighty queer idea of a joke.
Well, go on, Jane.
You said not to answer that.
I said not to answer anything they didn't ask you.
Well, she didn't ask me anything either.
Oh.
I get it, Jane. You just stick to your instructions. Is this a mess we've gotten into or not?
What a mess that paper made out of it.
Yes, did you see those pictures they had of me?
Well, you wanted to get into pictures.
Yes, but those pictures were awful. Excuse Marge, did you hear that, dear? She said
yes,
I always wanted...
Yes, I heard it. Have a good time, Jane, because...
Oh, the phone, I'll answer.
No, now, wait a minute. You better not, Marge. Let me...
Well, why?
Just let me answer it, will you? Because... Hello? Oh, hello, Neil.
Neil, where is he?
Where are you, Neil? At the hospital, yes. Oh, that's good. All set, huh? They both agree that the accidental shooting was the best story. That's fine. No, nobody's been here. He is. Coming here? Who is he? Detective who? I never heard of him. Well, I don't care how tough he is. We're all set on our end here. Jane's got the thing down pat. Yes, I'm sure.
Oh, sure.
Well, I think she has.
Oh, sure, I know the story. It was all an accident.
Well, I think we're set. We're probably down 3 tricks vulnerable, but we're ready for him. Yes, I'll call you the minute he leaves here. I understand, Neil. Yeah, okay. Lorenz and Miss Lamar have already told the police it was an accident. Some guy's on the way over here now to verify it. Neil says they seem to believe it.
Well, it's just up to us, that's all.
It's up to you, Jane.
It was all an accident. We were all sitting there talking.
Yes, I know. Now, you remember to tell that to the detective. Neil says he's a pretty hard-boiled guy. Now, Neil wants to get the news story into this paper for the afternoon edition. I hope this man gets here pretty quick.
Well, there's service for you.
Well, do you think
just a minute.
Quiet, will you? I'll go. Are you all set, Jane?
Yes, I'm all set.
It depends on you, Jane.
Are you trying to make me nervous? You're getting my goat.
Take it easy now, Jane. Relax.
I am. Hey, let him in, Abe.
Okay, my fingers are crossed.
I'm too. Now, Jane, if you ever did any acting, now's the time.
Acting?
Yes, act like the whole thing was a joke.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Mr. Abe?
Yes?
I'm Detective Wilkins, headquarters. Little matter I'd like to talk to you about.
Oh, sure. Come in.
Is Mrs. Ace here?
Mrs. Ace? Yeah, she's here.
Good. I want to talk to her especially.
Oh, this is Mrs. Ace, Detective Wilson, Jane.
Oh, pleased to make your acquaintance.
Thank you. Who is this young lady?
My name is Marge Hale.
Oh, Marge Hale.
Yes, sir.
You're the other woman.
Yes, she's the other woman. I'm the woman you have to ask the question.
Yeah, just a minute. You'll have your chance to tell your story.
Well, it was all an accident.
Jane, I didn't see your picture in the paper this morning, Miss Hale. How come?
Well, I don't see why I should be in the paper.
Yes, you see the whole story that paper had, but...
I'll get to you pretty soon, too, Miss Hale. Now, let me see. Mrs. Ace.
Yes?
I did see your picture in the paper, though.
Well, it was all an accident.
Yes, you did look a little bit like an accident at that. I understand you gave that story to the reporters of the news.
Well, I just gave that to the reporters as a joke.
Peculiar sort of joke, I call it.
It's working out just right, isn't it, dear?
What was that?
A what?
What was that about a joke?
I told the reporters of the news that story just for a joke.
Yeah, I heard you. Well, what kind of a joke is that?
Well, you see, Neil Williams, he's our friend. He works on the Post. And I thought it would be fun to tell the other reporters the wrong story.
Hmm. Some fun. Don't you know that you can get into trouble pulling off fun like that?
Oh, it was no trouble. It was just a joke.
Just a joke. You call a man being shot here a joke?
Well, it was all an accident. We were just...
I'm interested in that story of the shooting that you told the news reporter. Tell that one to me.
I was just going to. It was an accident. We were all sitting around talking. Then all of a sudden, I said, would you act the scene from the picture for us? And she said, all right. Betty Lamar, I mean. Well, she started to act, and Mrs. Lorenz started to help her. And the first thing we knew, she was getting very dramatic, and they came to the part where she was supposed to take, and he tried to take the gun away. Went off without a word. The gun, it was all an accident.
Who's?
Oh, I told the reporter from the news that story just for a joke.
But I want you to tell me that story again.
Again? Why, I just told you. It was all an accident.
Okay, not that. Wait a minute. Mr. Wilson, why should she tell you that story she told the reporters again? It wasn't true.
It wasn't, huh? But this story is.
Certainly. We can prove it.
Yeah, I imagine you can. I just heard that story over at the hospital a few minutes ago.
Well, then doesn't it prove that we're...
Nothing proves anything. So you were just sitting around talking, and all of a sudden you asked Miss Lamar to act the scene from one of her pictures.
Yes, and she said...
What picture?
Oh, why, any picture. And she said...
What was the scene about?
What I told you was she tried to kill herself, and she took this gun, and she acted like she wanted to kill herself. And that's when...
Did Miss Lamar know that she was going to be asked to do this scene before she came over?
Oh, no. All of a sudden I asked her if she would...
Then you wouldn't say that she was prepared to play the scene when she came over.
Oh, no, because we were just sitting around talking.
And she didn't know a thing about it in advance.
Oh, no.
Positive, Mrs. A?
Oh, I see what he means. No, Jane, you're not positive.
Well, sure I am, dear. Oh. You remember how all of a sudden
Okay, then tell me this. Where did she get the gun?
All of a sudden I asked
her... Where did she get the gun?
Well, you got me there.
Well, you see, Mr. Wilson...
Suppose we let Mrs. A go on with the story. Well, Mrs. A, how about it? Where did she get the gun?
Oh, the gun. Well, she just picked it up. It was lying there.
Where?
Oh, on this desk here.
Do you keep a loaded gun on this desk all the time?
Oh, no, not all the time.
Whose gun was it?
Oh, it was mine. It was a gun I just had around the house.
Yours?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing with a loaded gun?
Oh, well, my husband and I just had a sort of an argument.
You what?
Lover's quarrel. You know how people have an argument once in a while.
She's excited and nervous, Mr. Wilson. She doesn't...
Yeah, I can see she is.
Oh, well, you're getting off the subject. Maybe I better start all over. It was all an accident.
I heard that part.
Hey, will you please stop that?
Well, we hope Jane manages to convince Detective Wilson. We'll learn whether she does or not when next we meet the Easy Aces.